Give Us This Day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today's lesson comes from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter, verses 29 through 39.
And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out, and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, All men seek for thee. And he said unto them, Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils.
Why did Jesus Christ come into the world? Sometimes we think it was only to die on the cross. And of course, the crucifixion and resurrection are central to understanding the ministry of our Lord. But if all he did was come to die on the cross, then why did he spend 3 years ministering publicly before then? It's important in the work of Jesus our Lord that we don't separate one part of his ministry from the others. Jesus came to die on the cross to save sinners, but how could he die on the cross unless he were first born and took on human nature to redeem it? And it's not as if he only took on human nature only so he could die. He came to redeem our fallen nature, and this relates to his whole ministry. The birth of Jesus, his public ministry, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, his sending of the Holy Spirit, and his session and ruling at the right hand of the Father are all part of the same ministry of reconciliation and redemption. Returning to the idea of perichoresis, we might see all of the parts of the ministry of Jesus Christ as interpenetrating all of the others. Therefore, what Jesus did for 3 years, even before his path to the cross, is important for us and instructs us. And what do we find him doing? He is baptized or anointed as God's Messiah. He is tempted and defeats the devil. But especially he comes to teach about himself. This teaching takes two forms that also must never be separated: his words and his deeds. Verse 28 of Mark 1 is a fascinating verse. After Jesus had just cast out a demon, the people don't just say, Wow! What is this new power you have? Instead they say, What new doctrine is this? In their minds, the miracles Jesus performed were clearly related to what he taught regarding himself and his kingdom. When Jesus taught in verse 21 in Capernaum in the synagogue, the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught as one having authority. This authority and teaching was then confirmed by the miracles of Jesus, especially in casting out demons. Jesus has authority over Satan and his forces, and in healing, Jesus has authority over creation and human bodies. Therefore, in today's lesson, we find Jesus healing and teaching again. When Jesus healed, therefore, he healed because he came to redeem the world, including our sick bodies. But he didn't heal everyone. In fact, he couldn't have healed everyone, even if he wanted to, because he was limited to being in one place at one time. In our lives, Jesus is not obligated to heal our bodies, even though we know that ultimately, because of his life on our behalf, we shall all be completely healed in heaven. But he heals us sometimes that our faith might be increased. He heals us as a sign of his saving power. His work in our lives is primarily to proclaim himself to us, as in his day this comes through the words and deeds he performs in our midst. In fact, if we look for it, we will see that Jesus is constantly at work in our lives. Sometimes when we have minor illnesses, Jesus heals us and we don't even notice because it naturally would have gone away. But isn't it His grace the same? Often when we withdraw to a solitary place to pray and offer up our problems to Him, He heals us. And often we don't return thanks because we haven't seen it as His work. How many times does His word come to you each day? If you are reading your Bible every day, He comes at least once a day. But doesn't He also come to be with you and redeem you throughout the whole day, as the scripture you have ingested and digested becomes a part of you and feeds you throughout the day? I'm convinced that for those who have been faithful Christians for a long time and have faithfully manifested the godly habits of Bible reading and prayer, that Jesus proclaims Himself to you in silent ways that are subconscious because He has become so much a part of your life. Through the testimony of the Holy Spirit, as He permeates your being, your natural habits are trained to become godly habits. Each of these is in reality Jesus speaking and ministering to you through His Holy Spirit. Sometimes I lament the lack of miracles in my own life. The advent of Jacqueline, my wife, is one exception. But then I remember that Jesus is with me through His Spirit in a more powerful way. Instead of having one dramatic moment with Jesus, He offers me a continual feast with Him. When I accept the invitation, we eat together throughout the day, in a quiet way with very little drama, but a high degree of satiety. What's even more amazing is that because He has sent His Holy Spirit to us, He can work in all of our lives at once and is no longer limited to just Capernaum or Jerusalem at a given moment. The same Jesus who came with such authority to Capernaum and Peter's mother-in-law and the synagogues of Galilee is here with us today. Let's respond with amazement, praise, and obedience.
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.